Hello, my name is Rob, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Florida. First of all, are you registered to vote in Florida?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. And what are the chances of your voting in the August 20th primary elections for U.S. Senate, the Florida legislature, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or don't you think you will vote? If you have already voted, please say so.
Well, I didn't know early voting was happening, but I will vote 100%.
Almost certain to vote, thank you. And do you plan to vote in the Republican primary or the Democratic primary?
Democratic.
Thank you. And in what year were you born?
62.
62, thank you. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
And do you consider yourself to be white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed here?
Yeah, white.
Thank you. In general speaking, do you think that things in Florida are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
On the wrong track, big time.
Wrong track. Now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings over each one as a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. Joe Biden.
Very favorable.
Kamala Harris.
Extremely favorable.
Very favorable is the most. Barbara Sharif.
Who?
Barbara Sharif.
Barbara Sharif?
Sharif, yes.
That's favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
Rodney W. Jacobs Jr.?
I never heard of him.
And Chad Klitzman?
Not aware of him.
Thank you. In the Democratic primary for the Florida State Senate were held today, and the candidates in your district were Chad Klitzman, Barbara Sharif, and Rodney W. Jacobs Jr. For whom would you vote?
What was the last one? Did you say it correctly?
Rodney W. Jacobs Jr. was the last one.
And what was the first two?
Chad Klitzman and Barbara Sharif.
And this is for the Senate, right?
Yes, State Senate.
What about Macau? Is she in there? Do you have a fourth one?
No, in these options, no. No, in this one's no. But if you're undecided for those three, that's okay. You can tell as well.
Yeah, there's another candidate I like better than those three.
Okay, don't worry. Well, if the elections were held today and you had to decide right now to which candidate would you lean, Chad Klitzman, Barbara Sharif, or Rodney W. Jacobs Jr.? For who would you lean?
Sharif.
And thinking about the Democratic primary elections, please tell me which one of these issues is the most important to you in deciding your vote for the Florida State Senate. Climate change and environment, home and the property insurance, job and wages, LGBTQ rights, healthcare, education, protected reproductive rights, or voting rights?
Well, most of them are very important, except the last one, the border rights. I don't give a shit about. But
okay,
no more LGBTQ rights and all those.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you're very conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Yeah, liberal.
Somewhat liberal or very liberal?
Liberal as you could get, I guess, very liberal.
Thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Well, as far as education?
In general, the highest
school? College.
College. 4-year or 2-year degree?
2-year.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have your first name, please?
Andrew.
Thank you. So this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and participation, sir. Have a great
evening. Good luck tonight. Don't work too hard.
Bye-bye. Thank you. I try.